Hello and welcome to Sprawfcast, the English language Sprawf 2.0 podcast that nobody asked for. My name is David.
I'm 2023 UK Open champion Andrew Gilding.
I don't know who that is.
The
is
dart,
that you?
The arrows.
The David. Arrows.
200-1 he was to win.
And he won, did
Andrew
he?
Andrew Gilding, Goldfinger, as he's known.
Right.
Guess what he comes out to? Guess what his walk-on song is?
Is it the theme from Goldfinger?
No, it's Gold by Spandau Ballet.
Right, okay. That's disappointing. Fair enough. Apart from that, you okay?
I'm reasonable.
Reasonable. It, yes.
Eurovision tickets went on sale today. Long-time listeners will know that I like Eurovision, so
yep.
I was able to get a ticket to an event, which was good. Which was more than some people got. You're British. I'll say one word that will, I'm sure, make you have shivers down your spine, which is Ticketmaster.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it was not very well organised.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Well, or not, as the case may be. So have a good time in Liverpool.
Liverpool.
When is it? Is it April?
It's May.
May.
So start of start of May.
Fair enough. So, yes, that's some travel to look forward to. We're going to look back at some travelling that we did. Segue.
That we had looked forward to and
that we had also completed. Looked forward to, yes, and completed indeed. With points... Well, point in that case. We're going to have a look at that. A quick mention of the Cup Farrago. Zlin, we've got two previews, Beer of the Podcast, and Hot or Not. It is a show as slim and rapid as a racing snake. So let's get on with it. Well, was it a rhapsody in Bohemia?
Yeah, I thought I was going to have a really witty sort of continuation to that.
No.
No, for some reason, Rhapsody in Blue was in my head. And
oh,
then
okay.
I was like, it's like, but they play in green. So it made no sense at all. But a fun trip to Prague was had, I think.
Yes. Yeah, we went up relatively early so we could meet up with longtime listener and friend of the podcast, Sven. Who
Hello,
was
Sven.
From- who is down from Germany.
Always good to see Sven.
Yep, we had a lovely lunch.
We did, yes.
Yep. We went to the game and we had a share of the points.
We did. Can I also point out as well that it was fantastic to meet the Bohemians English language Twitter account guy.
Yes.
That was really good because we'd been sort of exchanging barbs on Twitter the day before, the day during, and then we were able to quite unarrangedly meet up, so it was quite good.
Yeah, so we met him, we met some Polish guy.
Yes, Jacek, I think his
name
was.
Yeah, who used to live in Brno, now lives in Prague, and suddenly decided he was going to go and see a Brno game.
Good guy.
And Alex joined us later with two mates.
Yes.
Of his. So in total, there was maybe 8-9 of us.
Yeah.
There
it was,
from sort of, Gentleman Ultras assemble in a Marvel way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like those films, but
no,
anyway,
I don't either.
Yeah, but yes, it was very entertaining. Good atmosphere
yes.
in the away section, as is usual there.
Well, I love that away section. It's sort of shit. It feels a little bit like it should be a death trap, but it isn't.
Mm.
And you are, it feels wrong because every time you're usually, and I say this in reference to Pardubice's new stadium as well, where it's pretty much, you know, sometimes you get the net over the thing to stop things being thrown. This one is properly caged to an extent. You know, it is sort of like long bars and things like that. This one is totally open,
yeah.
And you can slap people around the head if you wanted to on the touchline.
Yeah. The other thing is the stewards are very nice, very cool. They help people hang the flags up and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're generally pretty safe.
Can I also very quickly, and I hope this isn't a hot or whatever, point out that the obchestveni in the away section takes card.
Yes, and they also have those multi-use plastic cups rather than
yes.
the throw-awayable plastic cups, which is nice.
It just it seems so easy to be able to pay by card.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so what happened? Well,
a lot, actually.
Yes, as we said, entertaining game. 6 minutes in, David Puskás brings the ball down, spins, fires a neat shot across goal, and in off the far post. But it's ruled out for handball in the build-up. Puskás brings it. Puskás, sorry, not Puskás. That was a different guy. and he's dead. I keep telling you, he's 110 years old and he's dead.
I was going to say, is that how he didn't survive the first half?
What, by being 110 years old and dead? Yeah, he was actually brought off on like 23 minutes for Eric Prokop, who was very dangerous.
I remember at the time saying this can only be a good thing because Pushkatch is their top scorer.
Well, he is now that Kvyat's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it stays 0-0. We also have the ball in the goal with an absolute pile driver from Granichny. He slams the ball into the net from like 25 yards out. And it's ruled out because Reznicek is offside and is basically the ball goes straight through him. The goalkeeper can't see it because Reznicek is standing basically in front of him, which is kind of a shame because it's the best goal Denis Granichny will ever score. And it didn't count.
Yeah, the best goal he will never score because it just doesn't count, right? Yeah, it was actually quite interesting because I remember at the time, and I sent some tweets out to some pals who were in the home end saying, did that look offside to you because it didn't from where we were? And then got my answer pretty soon after the game because Reznicek was in a press conference and said, yeah, it's my bad, we were offside. And it's like, I believe you.
Yeah.
Kuba Reznicek. I believe you. So, yeah, that was a bit of a shame. It was so back and forth, though, wasn't it?
It really was. End-to-end stuff. But the first half finishes nil-all. And 5 minutes into the second half, a low cross from Daniel Kustel finds the aforementioned Eric Prekop. He sort of gets a bite and a half of it. Sort of slides in. It hits the post and sort of dribbles back to him and it dribbles over the line. It's 1-0 to Bohemians. But 20 minutes later, it's all square with Jirka Tetzel deciding, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do it myself.
Yes.
Yeah, gets the ball deep inside our half, runs it to the edge of the Bohemka penalty area, lays it off to the little butcher, who still has a bit to do. He turns Adam Kadlec inside out and pokes it in at the near post.
A finisher's finish.
It really was, yeah. Prekop still has time to fire a point blank effort at Berkovets, but all in all, a draw. Spot on, I'd say. You know, could have been, you know, was 1-1, could have been 2-2.
One of these ones where, when you consider our record in Prague, you consider a record at the Jolly Czech, you consider that we were a goal down, and we equalised in what the, I want to say the 79th minute, was it?
It was a little bit earlier than that. It was sort of just past the hour.
Okay.
Mark.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. I thought we were pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, it was so weird because some people said that it was quite a dull game. And I don't, because I didn't see it that way.
No.
I thought it was actually a very good, very engaging game. Some people said it was poor in terms of the standard, and I thought it was absolutely fine. So it's kind of funny how people see things differently. Maybe I'm just so used to watching Zbrojovka.
Maybe,
and we'll get onto this lean game later. That but I thought it was totally fine. The atmosphere at the end of the sort of the latter sort of 10-15 minutes of the match from the away end was superb.
Yeah, bouncing, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Yeah.
I had a great laugh.
Yeah. Yes, and a good time was had by all.
Yeah.
So,
a couple of drinks and you're up the road, easy.
Yeah, exactly. Lovely stuff. We were back in Brno by half nine?
Half nine.
Yeah, easy life.
Did my usual thing of bringing a couple of cans on the train only then to completely fall asleep for most of the journey. So you can tell that's been a good day because I've drunk myself out.
Yeah, so that's all we really need to say about that. I think just, you know, good day, good game, good share of the points.
Can I just point out that I thought actually that was one of Denis Granichny's better games for us?
It was good, yeah.
He seems to have started to become a bit more all right in the last few weeks. I mean, he's getting more games these days as well. Like, he wasn't at the path. Because I think he's learned sort of how to sort of moderate himself. Because basically he is very, very, very reluctant to do his actual job as a left back if he wants to. Like, he wants to basically be really advanced on the up on the wing.
Yeah.
But he has actually got pace. It's just about controlling that pace, isn't it? So I thought he was good. Texel as well is just far more solid than he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Let's head into the second part of the show, which is going to be hot. And or some not.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some hot things, we've got some not things, and maybe some in between. Doodin. Give me opinions, I'll give you comments, and then together we'll see.
It's Talking Heads.
It is.
What's it called again? Is it called like Life During Wartime?
It is called exactly Life During Wartime. Yeah. Hooray.
Good stuff. Is that on Fear of Music?
I don't know.
Okay, right. It's proyoffcast@gmail.com.
I'm going to put the album version on the end because the better version, of course, is the one from the live performance in San Francisco, I think it is. But it's too long.
Yeah.
It's like 6.5 minutes because there's a massive instrumental bit in the middle where David Byrne goes running round and round and round the stage.
Sounds like David Byrne.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a real live wire, so I've heard.
Just the one each for me this time.
Okay, I'm going to go with a knot to begin with. It's not even a football knot. My knot this week is Max Verstappen because the smug, slappable little prick is going to win it all again.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm told that Spanish lad looks quite good in a different car.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at me trying.
Old man Alonso. Yeah, there he is. Yep. Yeah. Turns out old people are not useless after all.
Would you like to add to Max Verstappen?
Sure. In what capacity?
Oh, I thought if you're going to elaborate a bit on your point.
No. Just, you know.
Yeah.
He's a prick.
Fuck it. Shall I start with a knot?
Go on.
Okay, my knot is UK newspaper The Guardian.
Right, for why?
For on the 5th of March, Saturday afternoon, publishing an article which was titled Casemiro's Gritty Leadership Has Manchester United Set Fair for Anfield. Byline of this was United have overtaken Liverpool, a seismic transformation based on the discipline typified in Erik ten Hag's midfielder.
Hmm. That went well.
Yes.
Age like milk, as they say.
The king of wrong of newspapers strikes again, the Groniad. So that was, I thought, a particularly good one. I enjoyed that match immensely.
It was incredible.
Someone who doesn't care about either team.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Absolutely incredible. I have a related hot.
Go on.
Weirdly, this is also a Dutch thing on top of the Max Verstappen thing.
Okay.
My hot is after a stunning weekend of Premier League football and Coventry sweeping Huddersfield aside 4-0 up there. Drama elsewhere. Den Bosch. Have bundled their erstwhile manager, Jack de Geer, probably wrong pronunciation, through the door, Mark, do one after they lost 13-0 to PEC Zwolle.
13-0?
13-0.
Is that in the Erste Divisie or the Eredivisie?
Erste, so the second league.
Tier. Because weird shit happens in that league, doesn't
it? Yeah. Zwolle are top. Den Bosch are not bottom. They're 18th out of 20. And got turned over 13-0 by Prince Henry and Never Despair Zwolle. Yeah. Mad.
It's quite funny that a team called Bosch got cleaned out, I suppose. But hey. That is 13-0.
Yeah.
I swear that's happened before, but it's like Ajax against like Cambuur or someone like that. But that is crazy.
Yeah, mad that.
13-0. I'm going to go on their Twitter account after. I love it. The meltdown of it is always great. Enjoyable.
Do you have a hot then?
Yeah, it's a quick one. It's Luis Duque Lopez's first goal for the Dons against Dundee United at the weekend.
Luis Duque Lopez?
Yeah, Duque! That's what you
good,
say.
Yeah.
It's very much like, you know, when Ruud van Nistelrooy scored for United, they all went, Ruud, like
yeah,
that.
My one of those is always Samassi Abu for West Ham as well.
See, I love all these because unless you know, it literally sounds like the home team are booing the goals. Love it. So that's good. Luis Duque Lopez is somehow able to get the ball sort of at the byline, dribble through two defenders and back heel it into the goal for Aberdeen's first against United at the weekend.
Channeling the spirit of graffiti.
It is there. Ace. It's really, really good. And it's a very good, a much needed performance by Aberdeen, who looked to be turning the corner. Can I just point out, though, as well, like the one thing that's annoyed me in the last couple of years has been that we've always sort of had a sort of a BAM element of our support, but it's usually sort of remained sort of, you know, as a sort of a sideline sort of thing. Like, and obviously there was a lot to play for here because who was managing Dundee United but our recently appointed manager, Jim Goodwin. Don't fucking throw coins at him, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such cuntish behaviour. Like, just, come on. Like, it's nonsense.
Yeah.
So, like, if our support could stop doing that, that'd be good. Because we used to have a pretty good reputation. Not in the 80s, but, you know, beyond. So it's kind of disappointing to see that again now. However, the rest of the game was great. And the players look like they're giving a fuck. It's the first time I've ever seen a player come back on loan who's been given the captaincy, and it's working.
Nice.
Because it's, of course, Graham Shinney.
Yeah.
So, all in all, a good feeling around Pittodrie, and we're only a few points off fourth. We can still make Europe.
Nice.
And if this is our tragedy season, if this is our, you know, sort of like, this is cracked badge FC sort of stuff, yeah, all right. Take it.
Yeah. I'm just amazed at Don's fans going against the stereotype of your general Scotland lobbing coins at people.
Yeah.
Lol.
Yeah, I once heard that someone threw a golf ball off the top deck of the Dick Donald Upper in about 1999. It was in the programme. Wow. It was like, please don't throw golf balls off the top of the stadium. And it's like, surely you don't need to print this.
Yeah, well, there you go. Apparently you do.
There you go.
Anyway, yes.
Very quickly, can I just say, if you support Dundee United, get it right up you. So, please.
Right, yes. Anyway, talking of twattish behaviour, let's go for Jessica Budejovica and Zlín. Now, before we go on to, hello, Zlín, you're a stupid head, let's preface this with talking about what happened against Dinamo Česká Budějovice on Wednesday in the Cup. Would you like to go into that?
Can I just start it by, and I just want to state two things.
Right.
And I think this sets the tone. So.
He says propping himself up, ready for a diatribe.
Okay, so I'm just going to say these names, right? Berkovets, Grenechny, Tijani, Shural, Kozelgu, Texel, Blecha, Shevchik, Ali, Hladik, Reznicek.
That was our lineup against Bohemka.
Yeah. Oh, what a fine looking lineup. Why doesn't mine look like that? Hrubý, Divišek, Hladica, Sterba, Hrabina, Endel, Matijov, Pachlopnik, Falta, Nečas, Ragožan. Now, how many of those players played in each game or started in each game? Fucking zero.
Jeez. Well, yeah, we went to Chebe with a decent shout of getting further in this competition.
Getting further in this competition. Further from a quarter final. Let's keep mentioning this. It's a quarter final of the only cup competition available to football teams in the Czech Republic.
Yes. And under the assumption that if we get to the final, we will be playing one of the big boys who is still in, who are going to get Europe through the league anyway, so it doesn't even matter if we lose the final. Mm-hmm. And what did Dostalek do? Absolutely turned the B team, like threw the B team out there under the bus, and they were dreadful, and we lost 2-1. Great. Thanks for that. Ambition, consistency, and momentum out the window.
Would you like a very quick quiz question?
I'd love one.
Can you tell me what this is and what it means?
Okay.
4 against Bohemians, 12 against Baník, 2 against Slavia, 9 against Pilsen.
I'm going to say it's some kind of statistic. Is it shots on target? Shots on goal?
I'll put you out of the misery. Those are the minutes that Lukas Ragožan has played in the last half a dozen matches.
Right.
Leading up to a game where, as a left winger, we played him as our one up front man, and where he lasted 56 minutes.
Right.
How many goals has Lucas Ragojan scored this season?
I'm going to say no goals.
You would actually be wrong.
Has he scored one goal?
He has scored one goal against Slovan Rosice of the third tier in the cup where we ran out 4-0 in a rout. He has, however, got an assist against Tabor in the cup.
Yeah.
It would be very easy for me, and I will on the terraces after having a few beers in me, come out with the bold claim that Lucas Ragojan is shite. Right?
Yeah.
However,
the standard Vavra for the new generation.
It is not entirely fair because he does not get enough time, really, to be able to actually put his mark on a game, really. Because if you get 2 minutes against Slavia, what does that even mean? That's basically just, running clock or whatever. 12 against Banik, we were already reasonably comfortable by that point. So giving him, as an unproven striker, because he's not really a striker, he's a left winger, giving him almost an hour, and he has to go off in the 56th minute because he's doing fuck all and we're 2-0 down. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Well, I do get it, sort of, because he's worried about relegation and the league is more important. I don't necessarily agree, and I think that this Zbrojovka team is probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
Why would you just throw it away like that?
Yeah, there is a need to build a... I mean, we have said this before, 3 or 4 weeks ago, that momentum and a winning mentality is a thing, and stringing together results is a thing. And this, in a way, there was talk of it being forgiven if we turned up against Zlín, and as we saw, we absolutely did not. Let's begin with the protest from the ultras section,
mm-hmm.
who hung a banner in front of their sector, basically proclaiming that, here are the supporters for the B team, or whatever, and a lovely sort of weird punny mess of dostale kurva. It's the top comment on that photo is Czech is a beautiful language.
that banner, which unless if you don't speak Czech, kurva, not a very nice word, had to be taken down at the request of the club.
Really?
Yeah, the club didn't like it.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah, and you cannot blame them, can you? Because those guys who are putting that stuff up, those are the ones who went midweek for a 5 o'clock game on a Wednesday, I think it was. It's if you don't drive, or even if you do actually here, getting to Český Budějovice, it will take you a few hours. It's about 5.5 hours almost on the train.
Even driving, it's 4.5. Yeah. It's a long way.
If you have gone to that game, you have almost certainly taken time off work to go that. So what sort of way to repay that loyalty? Yeah. And there was about 30, 40 supporters there.
Yeah, more than you'd have thought. It was a decent turnout. Anyway, let's have a look at the game versus Lean. I wrote one word initially, which is just the word awful.
Shite, yeah.
There's very little to say about it. Václav Procházka volley from a corner put Zlín in front after 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Not picked up on.
Nope, and we spent the next 78 minutes attempting to play football.
Tend to get shot on goal.
Yeah, Zlín have two chances to polish us off the lumbering figure of Libor Kozak, who was a source of much mirth, the former Villa and Lazio cart horse, workhorse stroke cart horse. Uh-huh. I mean, he did what was required of him. He was large and he was all elbows and he drew fouls.
Mm-hmm.
But Kozak is sent through ums and ahs for too long and the ball is smothered by Berkovets. And Yuba Drame has a go on 85 minutes, stopped by Berkey.
I like Yuba Drame.
Bono equalised in the 87th minute from a Shevchik shot that's parried upwards and Reznicek is on the line to nod it home. Mm-hmm. But it was one of the most abject displays of football I have seen in my life. It was appallingly bad.
I believe we had a comment.
Did we?
On Facebook. I think it's from Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Because Steve was also with us.
He was.
And actually, me and Steve had quite a nice early afternoon because we'd just been staying in my flat, drinking beer, playing guitars and listening to records.
Nice.
And then it was ruined.
yeah.
And I think he said something to the effect of, was that the worst ever football match you've ever been to?
It's certainly up there.
It's the worst Borjovka match this year, for sure.
Yes, definitely.
This season, certainly. But, I mean, that's one to think about. So I'd like to hear, people at home, what your the worst match you've ever been to, as an aside note. But I have two thoughts on this game, basically. Two things. First of all, it's the only game for a long time, and I include games that we've been absolutely humiliated in over the last few years as a club, where it was getting to around the 55-minute mark, and me and Fraser were eyeing the door and thinking, do we just go and get a pint? Because it was so bad. If Zlín had won 3-0, I probably wouldn't have had complaints, even though it was a poor game against two poor teams. But also, and I was thinking about this also in relation to the Budějovice match. So Kuba Řežníček has 15 goals this season. Loads. Obviously, our second highest goal scorer is Ševčík with eight. And then I think it's either two or three or something like that the next. And there's a couple of people with smatterings of goals.
Yeah, it'll be Ali. I think Nechas has two, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we basically, if we, like, we have two means of scoring as a club. And we are in the top flight of Czech football. And if you want to play a B team, I don't get the reasons, but I sort of understand. Like, we don't have a team outside of having Ševčík and Řežníček and maybe somebody like Ali that's actually going to get us anywhere, that's actually going to be able to score goals and put us in positions where we're dangerous. That's really, really worrying, because what happens if they won or both get injured?
After the game, Pavel Vrba, who is the manager of Zlín, said, and he's probably correct in this, that Řežníček is worth 10 points to us this season.
Yes,
I would absolutely agree with that as well. And yeah, he was right to say that they deserved the win, and if it wasn't for the Little Butcher, we would not have won that, because we wouldn't.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, he's completely correct.
Yeah, I mean, good luck to Zlín, to be honest, because they have a way of shit-festing a game, you know, where they can try and get something out of it, and they were very unlucky for it. They had a reasonably healthy support as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Very vocal support, because we weren't saying anything for the first 20 minutes because of this protest. I'd like to keep them in the division just because it's an easy away day. It's quite good fun. But I'm very worried for the team based on that.
Mm. Just a couple of other kind of asides in this. At the start of the second half, for about 15 minutes... Ben was counting passes in the stadium. He was counting how many passes we could string together. The maximum he got to was six before we lost the ball or, you know, booted it out or hit it to nowhere or hit it long to nobody. The inverted commas highlights on the Fortuna Liga website are under 2 minutes.
I didn't even bother with the highlights, to be honest with you, because I was just like, it's been a while since a game actually properly upset me. That I was just sort of like, what the fuck's this? You know? Mm. And it was like, and what makes it worse, as I think you point out as well, is, you know, why bother? Why bother having an entirely different 11 if, you know, that's supposed to be the rested team?
And
what was it? Somebody, I think, mentioned to me as well. I think it was a lad that comes and says hi to us at halftime.
Mm.
You know, where it's a bit too... You've known them too long, you can't ask their name.
Yeah.
That, you know, Dostalek is in the press, and he says this actually every time, the training's going well. The training's well, you know, couldn't have asked for more, you know, we're ready for this. How? How is it going well if that's the performance on the field?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Anyway, I don't want to go any more into this because I'll just go round in furious circles.
I am shaking.
We're going to have a quick...
Can I just say, how different is the world these days that we're very, very upset at a point?
Yeah.
You know? God, how far we've come, huh?
Exactly, yeah. First league problems. we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and then we're going to do something, probably a preview, I would imagine. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Jojo Marshmallow, československá novinka. Marshmallow je mezinárodně vžitý název pro druh lehkých pěnových bonbónů. Jojo Marshmallow, pěnové bonbóny s jahodovou a vanilkovou příchutí.
Congratulations to Teplice.
For why?
Because Sporovka are coming to town.
Hey.
All right. Yeah.
So and there was much rejoicing.
So I was thinking too much about that game on Saturday, and I was having to do the preview. So
another team in yellow and blue.
It's another team we don't do that well against either. 2 points off the bottom, Teplice. 53 goals conceded, a run of 6 matches without a win. Every single indicator pointing to a home win.
Dr. Zbrojovka comes to town to fix all those maladies.
This is it. We've got form on this, right?
Although this is the little butcher returning to his old stomping ground. Sorry,
yeah. This old stamping ground, an elephant.
Stomping ground is the phrase, isn't it? Yeah.
Milhouse saw the striker twice and rode him once. we've got a bit more info on this one, haven't we? Because we also played them in the cup.
Mm.
Remember that when we were in the cup in the last round where we won 3-2 bracket AET.
Yes.
And didn't look that convincing. And then we played them at home in a 2-2 draw where we didn't look that convincing. So, I mean, I guess let's hope for an improvement.
Yeah.
That's a preview.
Good.
No,
right,
no.
Yeah.
So a bit more about Teplice, right? So they've had 1 point in the last 18. Who was that point against?
Was it us?
It was against Slavia.
Oh.
Last 18, five games.
Sorry,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. However, let's go through the lowlights, shall we? 5-0 humping by Banik, 4-1 by Yablonets, 4-1 by Sparta. But, you know, they do have goals. They do score a goal every so often. The goals for column is poor-ish. It's not a tragedy because it's better than Zlin's, Budjovic's, Pardubice. It's only 5 worse than ours. When and thinking about it, you know, they'll be looking at that as a positive.
Yeah.
Because this is relegation dogfight Teplice.
Mm.
So, now you can make your jokes now. Nobody's left during the winter period. Maybe because they're shite. Or, you know, maybe they've been able to keep a nucleus of a team that they think can, you know, go on to do a bit better.
Yeah, well, good luck to them.
What's kind of mad, right, so there's like, they've had a couple of signings and nothing jumps out. So I did look into them. They've brought in a couple of people from like Bs that'll go into their Bs and stuff like that. They have Dominic Plesdil, who's from the end of the season from Bohemka, right midfielder. Babacar C, who's a left winger from Slavia, and he's coming in for the same amount of time. Don't let Slavia give you any ideas. He has made 0 appearances for them.
Right.
He was picked up after performing quite well at Tabor first half of the season.
That well-trodden path.
So this will be about building experience for him. You might as well put him in a team like Teplice because they'll play him, frankly. Mm. But there is one signing that I'd like to highlight just because it sounds a little bit dodgy.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear your theory on this. This is 24-year-old Serbian centre-back Nemanja Mitrović.
Right.
He was playing for FK Mladost Lučani in the Serbian Super League. He has 1 cap for Serbia's senior side. He got picked up by Argentinian top-flight club Atletico Talleres.
Right.
On the 16th of January. Immediately sold to Teplice on the 27th. Bracket undisclosed. What's happened there then?
That's weird.
I had 2 thoughts.
Yeah.
One was money laundering. The second was didn't get international clearance.
Yeah, possibly. That's just... That is very odd, isn't it? I'm not... Yeah. What an odd combination of clubs as well.
This is
really bizarre.
This is it, yeah. I spent more time than I should. I was Googling so much, like Teplice Argentina and stuff like that. I could not find anything about this. So if you actually know anything about this, if you, you know, somehow are in the know, please let me know, because I'm really interested why that's either not gone through or if it was ever not going through anyway, because it seems very weird. Because I was all for money laundering until I found out that that club was in the Serbian Super League and not the First Division.
Yeah.
And he is got one cap and he is 24 and not like 30.
Yeah, he seems like legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something about it doesn't. I don't know if we'll get to see him. I mean, you'd be interested. And it's... I mean, to be honest, like if you hear 24-year-old Serbian centre-back, I do think of like Teplica. I think of like big, stocky, lumbering, stuffy. And that's the sort of stuff that they play, and that's the scrappy. We do not play very well against those sorts of sides.
No, we
find them incredibly difficult to break down because, you know, when we have creative players, they're made of, you know, like biscuits. So I don't know what to think about here. I was very interested in going to this to tick off Teplice's ground until it got moved to a Sunday and basically until that performance on Saturday. Because I think it might be a shit show, so I'm not going to it.
Yeah.
Have you decided whether you're or not you're going?
I mean, I think I probably will, but I think it might very well be just me.
You reckon?
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see closer to the time. But yeah, I reckon I can be there. Yeah, there and back in the day, no worries. It's not that far from Prague. It's like an hour by bus.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy enough. Like, I reckon I can be back in Brno before 10. So,
do you have any thoughts on this game?
No, not really. Just that, again, a point might be fine, I suppose. You know, Teplice are not good, but there again, we're not good away. And as you say, Teplice are one of those clubs historically we're not that good against, and the kind of club that we have, you know, the kind of team that we have trouble breaking down.
That is true. I mean, actually, to be honest, like, this is the one thing, though. Like, I cannot remember, actually, you know, disappointments aside, I can't remember a season where our away form has been better in the top flight.
Yeah, which says a lot about our previous away form.
This is true, but I don't know. I think it's our home form was a worry for a while, but and we're losing to who we're supposed to lose to away. So who knows on this one, really?
Yeah. Well, we'll soon see come this weekend. And after that, we are at home to Jablonec, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But before we do that, let's have a beer of this podcast. I'm not entirely sure why I said podcast.
Podcast.
That was weird. Anyway, here we go. Beer of the podcast.
Yes, right, David. It is the beer of the podcast.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's stuck in my head now.
Thank you, children. I am Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
Yes, so it's my turn this time.
Yes.
And this is a beer which has been kindly donated by Fraser. So thank you much, Fraser.
Cheers, Fraser.
For this. This is from Fraser and Liam, and I think was Ben there as well? Their trip to Poland recently to, I think they watched somebody like Piast Gliwice or somebody like that. So this is from Pivovar Stuka.
Okay.
And it is called Belfast Strong Irish Stout, capital letters.
Yeah, exclamation mark.
Exclamation
as well.
Mark.
How
even.
Exciting.
Yeah, Irish, not capitalized. You know, standard slipping. A few thoughts on this.
Right.
So, strong Irish stout, they probably mean dry stout. This is probably some sort of Guinness thing they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great deal stronger than Guinness, boys. It's 6.5 ABV. This goes back to, I think, what I've said maybe before on previous podcasts or to people, where I don't get why Central or European stouts try so hard to go for the big strength, where I think of a stout as a 4%
beer.
Yeah. But that's maybe because I drink a lot of milk and oatmeal stouts at home. So I should theoretically enjoy this more than you.
Yes.
Because I do like darker beers. So I think just get stuck in, really.
Yeah, okay. Any information you're gleaning from?
It's from Brov. Well, it's Pivovarska Shtuka, which is, I think, from Yablonovo.
Yablonovo.
Which is, I think, the thing that is...
Appleton.
Yeah, have a guess. Guess what it's really close to, I think, in the Czech Republic. Yes, Yablonets. So, that part of the world.
Yeah.
Smells like a strong stout.
It does. Cheers, dears.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
oddly fruity for a stout.
It's not like a Guinness, actually.
It's not. There's a little bit of chocolate on the end.
Yeah,
which is nice. I use this word quite a lot because I'm not entirely sure how else to describe it. It's not as soily as I often get from a stout or a dark ale.
Yeah, it's smooth. Mm. It's very smooth, which a stout should be. I don't often or don't always get that from, you know, what we would, you know, what people would call an imperial stout, which is these super strong, like Russian imperial stouts and stuff that are 8 or 9%, which I think are just getting to the point that they're just sort of joke drinks.
That's very easy, actually.
I quite like that.
That's nice, yeah.
Pretty good for a stout. So as far as like European stouts have gone, this is good. This is, to be honest, what I would maybe expect from Polish stouts, because if you may recall, we're going back maybe two seasons of Zbrojovcast now, maybe more. We once did a show after work at the same time as the beer festival was on. I went
for a couple
of drinks, turned up late, turned up pissed, and we had to scrap half of the show because I'd been drinking this like 9% Polish stuff.
That's right, yeah. This, I would have a pint of this. If it was on offer, it's perfectly nice. You know, it wouldn't be my choice of drink, but if it was there, it's very easy.
Autumnal sort of afternoon in a pub with like Chesterfield sort of things I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's October, the sky is clear, but it's cold.
Yeah.
And you're in front of a fire.
Yeah.
It's this kind of thing, isn't it? Lovely.
So yeah, thank you, Fraser. Thanks for keeping us in mind. And again, I think this is maybe, I want to say, the third time that Fraser's helped us out with a beer of the podcast. So it is appreciated.
It is.
It stops us going through the usual my sour nonsense and the IPA sort of cycle. Yeah. So it is good to have.
On a interesting beer note, the Blue Lion Beer Shop on Cheska is no more.
Oh no.
Yeah, it has closed down. I walked past it like 2 days ago and it is an empty shell where once was a beer shop. So
that is disappointing. That was always a good shop, and that was it's so close to my work.
Yeah.
That if I've not had brought a beer for the podcast, I can just nip in.
Yeah.
So that's a real blow actually, because that place was good. I thought it did a decent amount of business, so I'm quite surprised to hear that it's gone. It's just a small thing, but it is nice.
R.I.P. in peace, U Modre Holovar.
Pour one out for a real one.
Exactly. Right, we're going to head into the final section of the show, and that is home to Yablonets in a week and a half's time.
Congratulations, Yablonets.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I mean...
just to clarify, I am not Yablonets.
I feel there's a theme for these things. So, you know when a team is shite, as Zbrojovka sort of roll in?
Yeah.
And it's just like, come on. You know, and we tend to gift points to teams like that. But similarly, and this has happened in a fair few seasons as well, that we will have some teams that we're like, oh, they look really shit, and then have just miraculously picked up some form going into things where it looks like it's going to be very difficult for us.
Yeah, well, guess what's happened to Yablonets?
Oh, boy. A wild game at the weekend. Did you see the Hradec Králové Jablonec game?
I did not, no.
It is mental. So they came down from a goal down to beat Hradec 4-1 away. This included the missing a penalty. In the process, Hradec got two players sent off, one after about 55 minutes and one on 90 plus 9.
Wow.
It was all going.
What was going on with football last weekend? Everywhere you look, just madness.
Except Brno, where it was Drex. Yes,
where we you know, sort of karmically balanced the world out by playing the worst game of football that's ever happened ever. Yeah, incredible.
One for the team. So the problem that I have with Jablonec is that they're a team that was just dropping points and conceding silly goals, and now they've scored 12 in 5 matches.
Oof.
One of those matches they lost 3-0. So, like, actually, they lost 3-0 to Sparta. Just as an aside, boys, oh boys, oh boys, that title race is heating up. 48, 49, really is, and 50 points, yeah. You say. It's going to be really one to look out for over the next few weeks. It feels like Victoria Pilsen are just chucking it.
Ditto the Bundesliga relegation scrap. The bottom four teams are all on 19 points now.
That's mad.
Yep.
Good. There you go. This is going to be an interesting one. We are marginally better at home against Jablonec than away. Jan Hromosta, obviously, 10 goals to his name. 3 in the last 2 outings.
Absolute thorn in our side, that man.
Absolutely. Václav Sake.
Sake.
Václav for fuck's sake. He's got 6 goals, but he's had 2 goals and 2 assists in his last 2 games. So their front line is really, you know, on form. You know, this feels very negative, doesn't it? I will inject a little bit of positivity into proceedings by saying that Jan Hanusch has only kept 3 clean sheets this season.
Mm.
So,
well, ever since we nicked big ginger Vlasta Ruby from them,
yeah, and play him and play him in cup quarterfinals. that's it. I'll be honest, like that's the bit I care about least of all that. But yeah, he just celebrated his, I want to say, 40th birthday, or 41st.
Who? Ruby?
Yeah.
40th it would have been.
Happy birthday. So, and again, this goes back to what we were talking about us very much being a two-player team for goals. So this feels like it's going to heavily, heavily rely on Shevchuk and Reznicek. The squad for Jablonec, the squad was already decent and it just wasn't performing.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of a manager, but now they're picking up. It's very similar to the team that basically horsed us 3-1 away, where we got that goal back, but it never really looked into
that
it.
That was a weird performance, that. But,
it was, yeah. You're right. But yeah, we were just sort of outclassed and outsmarted there.
But, you know, at least we saw a fire engine sponsored by Sviani Beer, so that was fun.
That is true. Libor Holík has gone back to Pilsen, as we reported in an earlier episode, in an earlier podcast. In comes Jan Kral, centre-back on loan from Eupen in Belgium. He's a product of the Mladá Boleslav youth system, but he spent a season or two with Hradec, and Hradec made coin. Hradec sold him for €615,000.
Nice.
So that's not bad. Kral is Jablonec's only signing in the winter market. However, we bid a fond farewell, we hardly knew ye, to Dion Cools, whose 720 minutes in Czech top flight football has come to an end. He has moved to Buriram United in Thailand on a free transfer. It makes sense, he's a Thai international.
I'm sure he'll have a lovely time.
Yeah, where he, during his time playing top flight football, he got 1 assist to his name.
Oh, good for him.
Against us, of course. Yeah. So there we go. I don't have too much else to say on Jablonec. Basically, the time that we beat them in that season, a highlight.
Yes.
Other times we've had real trouble with them. I don't know if being at home is going to be an advantage or not. They are... With last weekend's result, they are now above us, just by a point, I think, or by grid. But they have just snuck above us. So really, we're looking at a team that possibly, if results kept going that way, I think this was mentioned before, look like they could have been in an actual relegation battle, because it was for the first 6-7 games, they just looked dreadful.
Yeah, they were dreadful, weren't they?
I think they might have been the last team to get a win as well, you know, in the league. So, like, yeah.
But there again, that was why we were relatively optimistic going away to their place, because they couldn't buy a win, and then we turned up and, yeah, they turned us over 3-1, as you said. So, yeah, classic Zvravka there.
This is it. So, I mean, quote-unquote, big fortnight coming up for the team. Mm. Remember that after this, we will be going to Prague. We will be playing an in-form Sparta.
Yeah.
But even an out-of-form Sparta, I'd be terrified of.
Yeah.
So that is something to think about. I mean, if we're looking as well for positives in that sense, that will get us out of everything. That will have meant that we've played all the, you know, the big three as well. We will still have some other teams that look a little bit shaky to play. And that actually includes a team that I think looks shaky in Česká Budějovice. But hey, look what happened on Wednesday.
Indeed.
Sorry to keep on about it.
Anyway. Right. That's, I think that's us.
Yeah, I think so.
You?
Yeah. It's cathartic.
Yeah, wasn't it though? Right, thanks very much for listening, everyone. Follow us on the socials as usual, at Zvravcast on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll leave you with the dulcet tones of Talking Heads, I suppose. So, cheers for listening. Talk to you soon.
Bye.